The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's a special time for us right now because it is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Good morning. Todd Thompson is here, president and CEO. How you doing, Todd?
I'm good, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, that song said there was no one on the beach, but I think that's a lie for right now.
Yeah, there's...
It's not quite sure yet.
Pensacola Beach lately.
No, it's a little busy. It was a little busy over the weekend. I suspect it might be just a little busy this week as well.
Yeah. You know, I mean, beginning of July is always huge here for us. I mean, you talk about 4th of July fireworks, and now you got Blues Week, which our friends at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, which you know very well.
Right. This is a busy week.
You sat in that seat and know how this week goes. So we're wishing them the best of luck. That's an event we're not really involved with, but I will be out there for some of it.
Good. Okay.
And looking forward to it and wish nothing but beautiful weather. And we know there'll be a lot of people, but they'll do a great job with it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, kudos to the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and also, of course, Santa Rosa Island Authority. Robbie Schrock has been leading the charge on this event for many, many years,
right.
And Visit Pensacola's out there. So just a lot of people get together to make this happen, and of course, NAS Pensacola and the Navy Blue Angels team. I mean, so much goes into it. So kudos to everybody that they have a safe and fun Blue Angels week this week.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so you've got other things going on, though. The Pensacola Chamber's moving on. Now that you've got the fireworks, congratulations.
Thank you.
It looked flawless. The music was great. The whole thing, I got to see it, and it was just fantastic.
Well, thank you. And it was a beautiful evening.
Yes, it was perfect.
Talked to a few folks right after the show ended. They said, most of them said it was the best show they've ever seen.
Oh, great.
So we always love to hear that.
Yeah.
And, just appreciate Pensacola Young Professionals and the collaboration with them. This is the third year of the Greater Pensacola Chamber.
They did great.
Pensacola Young Professionals have done this together. And it's always just a privilege to be able to bring this to the community.
Well, and our sister station, Cat Country, was able to coordinate the music. So hats off to them.
Yep.
Hats off to Pyro Shows.
Yeah.
Great family company out of Tennessee. And they do pretty much all the fireworks on the Gulf Coast.
Right.
And do a fabulous job.
Yeah. Just great people.
They really are. Really great. So, what I know I felt on Monday after the fireworks. Phew, that's good. That everything went without a hitch. Nobody got hurt, which is always good.
Right.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah.
So now heading into the month of July, it's hard to believe we're already in our second week. So what's coming up at the chamber? I know that you didn't have the typical chamber breakfast. Y'all usually have it on the first Friday.
Yeah, we didn't do Good Morning Pensacola because of the 4th.
But it'll be back on the first week in August.
Right. We'll be back in August, first Friday of the month at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Uh-huh.
Recommend that you go ahead and reserve your spot.
Because it's limited, right?
It sells out.
Yeah.
We sold out last month, probably a week in advance. And,
wow.
People get upset when they try to register and it's closed out. But
No walk-ins.
So definitely recommend go ahead and sign up for that, even though it's a few weeks away. Looking forward to that. We do have a few other things in July. It's a little bit calmer, but we do have a Lunch and Learn Workforce Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Coming up on the 16th.
Mm-hmm. So that's next Wednesday.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Wow, gosh, yes.
Yeah. So it'll be at the Chamber. It's a Lunch and Learn, so $20 covers your lunch, and it will be about, cultivating tomorrow's talent, You know, is your company ready to be a best place for high school graduates to start a career? So, nowadays you don't have to go to college to get right into the workforce. So how can your business best position yourself to grab that talent that's coming out of the high schools, right as they graduate and get them into the workforce? So again, that'll be at the Chamber on Wednesday, July 16th.
Is that a bring your own lunch?
No, it's $20 covers your lunch.
Okay.
So, we'll provide that for you. And
that's nice.
Yeah, Carolyn Fries is our workforce development director. Does a great job.
She's terrific. I got a chance to meet and spend some time with her. She's really good.
Yeah. So it's been a great collaboration with CareerSource, Escarosa. And go ahead and sign up. You go to PensacolaChamber.com, get signed up for that. And
is that a monthly event, Todd?
We try to do it monthly. It depends on what else is going on.
But we
try to make it a monthly thing to get into that rhythm.
Each time it's like a different topic.
Right.
Business related. I love that. I think that's really smart.
Yeah. Focused on workforce and what are some of the resources out there? What are some of the things that the business community needs to know about in terms of, offerings through, whether it's through the high schools or colleges and universities or, the technical schools.
So. Yeah, the timing is great. I mean, you've got all these graduates now that
maybe
are working for the summer, some kind of summer job, but probably will be looking for full-time employment going into the fall.
Right. And, with Carolyn, her resources through the state of Florida, what CareerSource has, their training opportunities that are either free or very low cost, or there's some programs where you can hire employee and CareerSource will cover the training as kind of ramp up. So a lot of great programs and things that you can learn about. So definitely encourage you to check it out next Wednesday at noon.
That sounds great. Yeah. And all you have to do is go to the Chamber website at PensacolaChamber.com to register for that.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, now are y'all going to have your business after hours this month?
Yeah, so next Thursday evening we'll have our July business after hours. We typically do that the third Thursday of each month. So that falls on the 17th. And we're going to be at Jade Venue, which is out on Mobile Highway. So that's a little bit, farther on the west side. So don't typically get out that far with many of our events. So it's a good opportunity for folks in that part of town to come. But, business after hours, it's just a great opportunity to network, socialize, get to meet people. We have great door prizes,
they're always fun. And I think we need to come up with, I was always saying, we need to come up with a better name, because business after hours, even though it's networking and everything, they're a lot more fun than it sounds.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, that is kind of just the generic name.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for 100 years, probably, that name, because all the chambers use that name. But I just was thinking about, because I love them. They were so much fun, because you get a chance to, you get to have mix and mingle and have drinks. And you talk about business, you talk about family, you kind of get to know people and build on those relationships. And we've talked about this before. I'm very old school.
Right.
And I really think that these kinds of events that the chambers offer are so important, because if you meet someone one-on-one and shake their hand, and you learn a little something about them, they learn a little something about you, and then you talk about what your business does, you make that connection.
Exactly.
And you can't do that, I don't think, online necessarily.
No, I it's very difficult unless you are face-to-face.
Yeah, and I think there's a real value in that.
Yeah, especially in a town like Pensacola. I mean,
it's
really about relationships and who you know, and there's really only one way to do that, and that's getting out and meeting people.
And it's just a couple hours. You go out there, and usually there's some food. There's always cocktails, drinks, that kind of thing. And mocktails, whatever you prefer.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of us used to go and then maybe go out to dinner afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, some people do that. Yeah.
So that's fun, too.
Right.
Now, do you have to register for that?
You don't have to register. So, just come on if you're available and have a nice time.
They're always fun.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
I recommend them highly.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. So one thing I want to mention that, and you understand this, kind of the back office with chamber work, but it's something that our members need to be aware of. We're switching over our CRM and website this week.
Oh, boy.
So if you get emails saying, please check your information to make sure that your company name and address and that kind of, if you get that email from us. That is legit. That is not spam. I know nowadays you got to be careful about spam, but we do want everyone to make sure that they check. Once they see that email, check your information, make sure it's correct, because we're switching over, so everything will look a little different. The billing will be different, but it's one of those things, just trying to update everything, make it easier for make it easier for our members, make it easier for us, doing the kind of behind the scenes stuff. So just be on the lookout. Boy. That'll be happening late this week, early next week. So.
That is, I'm just sitting here groaning because I say, you have how many members right now?
A little over 1,100.
1,100 members. So you're going to be updating and moving things around. And it's always great when you have the opportunity to update the software, that kind of thing. But boy, is it a job.
Yeah.
So you have my sympathy, my friend.
Yeah. You know, and it's
it's a lot.
You know, and as we were talking about, it's a little bit quieter, you know.
Right.
So,
true.
You know, hopefully we have plenty of time to make sure, you know, because there's always little hiccups that go along when you do things like this.
Yes,
so
we
ask you for your patience, but, you know, if you help us out on your end, it should help everything go a little bit smoother.
Well, do me a favor and give my friend Willa a hug.
I will. Yeah, yeah.
Tell her Meg sends her sympathies.
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's
a big project, but it's so worth it.
Right.
It'll be so worth it because it does streamline everything and makes it easy. And it's hard because the technology is constantly changing.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges for businesses today. You think you're caught up, and then a year later, everybody else is using a different software or something, and you're like, oh, gosh, now I got to switch over again.
Yeah.
It's constantly changing.
Yeah. It's been a number of years since we've done this, so hopefully this will hold us for a while.
Yes, cross your fingers.
Right.
Cross your fingers. So look out for those emails.
Yeah.
Okay. So. That's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a good thing. If you just joined us, talking with Todd Thompson, he is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. This is the Chamber Connection Show. We have on every 2 weeks, I believe, at this time on Monday mornings. So if you've got a question for Todd, please feel free to send it in at 850-437-1620. If you're interested in chamber membership, maybe you've got a question about some of the events or, you know, what does the chamber do in general, that kind of thing, send it in, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and you can find more information about the chamber at our website, PensacolaChamber.com. We've got on all the social media channels, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. So, check us out. We try to keep plugging the information, let people know what's going on. You know, a little bit slower, we do have at least one ribbon cutting this week. But, you know, when we do ribbon cuttings,
it's still a great chamber tradition.
Yeah. We show up and we bring our ambassadors. They're our volunteers.
In their red coats.
This time of year, they have red polos that they like to wear. It's a little bit cooler.
That's smart. Yeah. That's good to hear.
And it's a full production. You know, we don't just come and cut a ribbon. We come and we introduce ourselves and, get to know you a little bit, and then we do a live ribbon cutting on our social media platforms.
Oh, that's cool.
And follow it up with a live interview.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Whether it's the owner or the manager or, you know, someone who just wants to, you know, talk about your business and tell us all the important information about what you do, who you are, your services, your location, how people can get in touch with you. And that goes out live on our social media platform. So it's, you know, it's a great way to kind of introduce yourself.
Yeah. So who qualifies for a ribbon cutting? If someone's listening and maybe they're thinking about joining the chamber or they're already a member, is it for new members or grand openings, or how does that work?
Yeah. So every new member gets a ribbon cutting. We work with your schedule to get that on the books and get that done. And, you know, if you're an existing member and you have a grand opening or, you know, of a new store or something like that, you know, we try to work those in as we can. That's, you know, part of your membership.
Right.
And then, you know, if you expand your membership and get, you know, more, you can have an additional ribbon cutting with that or additional interview. So
nice.
You know, there are perks like that we provide, and, you know, it's just part of getting your getting your name out there?
Well, I mean, this is a pretty basic question, but for both of us, I mean, what is the value of a chamber membership? I mean, if someone's listening this morning and they've heard about the Pensacola Chamber, they kind of know about you and see some of the things that y'all do, but really don't know what the value would be for their business to join. What are some of the membership? How does that work? The membership levels, that kind of thing.
Right.
Each chamber is a little different.
Sure. So our lowest level is our entrepreneur level. It's $450 a year. So, I mean, a little over a dollar a day. And like I mentioned, the ribbon cutting, you know, is a big kind of way to introduce yourself to the community. But also at our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast, you get to come up as a new member and do the same sort of thing. We call it our 30-second commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come up and quickly give your who, what, where, and why.
So you're doing that in front of 150 people?
Yeah, about 130 people.
Of businesses, owners, and yes, a quick way to get yourself out there in the community right away.
Yeah, and you'll see if, you know, someone's like, oh, well, I need that, you know, for my business, or, you know, that's something I need to, even if it's their personal things, like, oh, I need to get some repairs done, and that's, you know, that's a repair business. So you see it happen instantaneously, too, because people will, you'll see, you know, the business cards fly out as soon as they're like, I need to talk to you. And so
someone jumps up and grabs it as soon as you sit down.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That happens.
So that's another, a great opportunity. And, you know, you get, you know, our member news that goes out every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's an email blast that goes out to over 5,000 email addresses.
Wow.
And so you could post, you know, if you have an event, if you have a sale, if you want to announce a new location or a new team member, you can put that in our member news for free. That's a free service.
That's a perk.
And then our community calendar, which is on our website, is our most visited page on the website. And if you are a member, you get to post, you know, your event on that. And so people go to that page a lot to see what's going on in Pensacola. So obviously our nonprofits use that a good bit, but also our, you know, businesses that are doing something special, open house or sale or something that's happening, you know, you can post that on the calendar so people can see it.
I mean, there's just so many ways that the membership can get you connected to so many people at one time, and not just chamber members, like you said. And then you have all the access to all the other things, like the newsletter that are going out to 5,000 people.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right.
You can't buy that. If you pay $450 a year, that's paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
In and of itself is worth it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had members tell us, like, being a member of the chamber has meant, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for our business. I can't promise that for everyone, but we do have those people who've shared those testimonials saying, you know, because of the connections I've made, because of going to the events and getting to know people, you know, it's meant a great deal for my business. It's helped my business succeed. So,
well, Pensacola is an interesting place, because when I moved here, I was thinking that it was kind of a big city, small town. I wasn't sure which. And it's a little bit of both. It's a big city, but when it comes to businesses and people knowing each other, it's a small town in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it still is.
And then the Pensacola Chamber is kind of the heartbeat of that. I mean, people, it's a central organization where lots of people are a part of it, and there's events year-round. You have the PACE Awards. You do things in the community, sponsoring the fireworks. There's so many things that you do that the members benefit from.
Right.
But I think it's that connection with other members that's so valuable.
Oh, absolutely. And
that was always how I felt.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, and sometimes, you know, you're so busy running your business, you know, you don't have the opportunity to really do a social media post. You know, you don't have somebody to handle that. So, you know, the best way to get out there and meet people is through chamber events.
What are some of the other things that a chamber member might take advantage of? Because you said you have different tiers, right?
Right, right. So, you know, as you move up, you know, the higher levels, if you have multiple locations, you can have those, you know, under your umbrella at the higher levels. We do offer opportunities at the higher levels. If you, you know, wanted to speak at a certain event, you would have an opportunity to maybe introduce a panelist at an event.
Or, oh, nice.
You know, things like that. At the highest levels, we have some, you know, basically, you know, our $8,000 partner level. Mm-hmm.
Some of the bigger companies.
Yeah,
of
some of the bigger companies. But, you know, that provides some free tickets to events and mm-hmm. things like that that are included in that. But, it's mostly recognition levels, mm-hmm. As part of your membership, more recognition. More opportunities to get out in front of people.
Sure, and the more you get involved, one of the things, too, is that the Pensacola Chamber is an advocate for the business community in Pensacola. So, for example, you had the big property thing that's been going on how many years?
So that's, and we're still watching that and see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, glad you mentioned advocacy. So one of the big things that came out of this legislative session and something we've pushed for since I've been involved, as a decade being at the chamber and being involved with advocacy, is the elimination of the business rent tax.
Yes, that just passed, didn't it?
Right. So Florida.
Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, Florida was the only state in the nation that charged this business rent tax. It was mm-hmm. just an additional tax. You know, if you're leasing a space
for your business,
right? And I think it's when I got started, it was around 6%, and so they've lowered it over the years, but it's something we've been pushing for in Tallahassee for, like I said, at least a decade.
Wow.
And finally this year, the legislature passed it in the budget and the governor signed it. So the business rent tax is now gone. So
is that effective immediately or is that at the beginning of the year? Do you
know? That's July 1. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of weird this year because session ran so long mm-hmm. that they didn't sign the budget until right
late,
there.
Yeah.
And then, it was literally the next day that these things went into effect. So,
that's great news.
So that's immediate. Some other things people should be aware of. We're used to the hurricane preparedness, disaster preparedness, sales tax holidays.
Mm-hmm.
With session running so late this year, they didn't pass that in time to be able to do that. But what they've done now is they've made certain items tax-free all year.
Oh, wow.
So you won't see the hurricane preparedness.
I was looking for that. I look for that every year.
Right. So you won't see that sales tax holiday. It is now those certain items, and I don't have the list in front of me, but, we can share that. Those items are tax-free all mm-hmm. year now. So,
wow. So I'm wondering if generators and flashlights and things like that might fall under that?
Yeah. And like I said, I don't have the list in front of me, but...
we'll get that. We'll try to get that
Yeah,
for the
because
next show.
Because we're used to the sales tax holidays, which mm-hmm. were a week to 10 days of, those things. Now, the back-to-school sales tax holiday will still happen August, where you get the... school supplies for the kiddos going back to school.
Oh, that's good.
And we'll put that out, once we get closer to that, but it'll be here before you know it.
Well, I know the chamber was involved in advocacy for that for
right.
a long time.
Yeah. It's always been a key part of our asks every year.
Well, that must feel good.
Yeah. No, it does. It does.
Fourth of July done and the business tax removed.
Rental
tax removed.
Yeah. So we appreciate
it a good day.
Our local delegation. They're great to work with. Representative Salzman, Representative Andrade, Senator Gates, always easy to get in touch with and work with them on these issues.
So if someone listening is already a member, perhaps, or they're thinking about becoming a member and they wanted to get more involved in the chamber activities, how would they go about doing that? Can they volunteer with the chamber, or if they want to become an ambassador, what did they have to do?
Yeah, so if you've been a member for 6 months, you can have someone for your business become an ambassador. I think we're pretty close. I mean, I think in the bylaws, there's like 35 is the max, and we're at 40 right now. So, but I mean, it's a great way, to network again. You come to our ribbon cuttings, you come to our events and volunteer and, you make those connections. But it's a great group. We're going to be doing, we do this quarterly. We call it Wacky Wednesday, where we just go out, the ambassadors and the staff, we just go out and visit.
Oh, how fun.
Chamber members. So we're still planning that, but we'll be doing one upcoming.
Oh, that's fun.
Soon.
I didn't know about that. That sounds like
fun. Yeah. So we'll go out typically to about 15 members in an afternoon and just say thank you for being a chamber member. And
nice.
We'll put it out on our social media. So,
all right. Well, we've got about a minute left. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Appreciate the opportunity again to be on with you, Meg, and the opportunity to talk about the chamber and all the great things we're doing. And, you know, thank you to all of our members. Y'all are what make the business community work.
Absolutely. So talking with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, what's your website one more time, Todd?
Simple, PensacolaChamber.com.